This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Antoine White, better known as T-Dub-O, has proudly represented the streets for his entire career. Whether it's his background in battle rap or activism, T-Dub-O puts his heart and soul, his pride and pain, into everything he does. His latest album, titled Sets on the Wall, is yet another testament to his dedication to St. Louis and to his authentic self. And he joins me now in studio to discuss it all. T-Dub-O, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you for having me.
So, Dub, I got a chance to see you at your performance at last year's Maddie.
For sure.
At the Sovereign. And before you started, you said to the audience, we're all set members right now. So your album is titled Sets on the Wall. What does it mean to be a set member?
It means you family. You know, so I'm very personal with my music. So if you're there and you're enjoying this with me, you're walking through this path with me, you living in my past, my present, and my future. So we family at this moment.
Mm-hmm. So Sets on the Wall generally means you're celebrating your people, where you're from. How does that come across in this album in obvious ways and then in some of the ones that are a little bit less obvious or less noticeable?
For sure. So it's intentional, but it's also metaphorical. So Sets on the Wall, of course, hip-hop was born in the streets. You know, it gave voice to a voiceless demographic and a voiceless population, as we use the terms in protests. You know, protests or riots is the language of the unheard. And that's what hip-hop was, you know. So I wanted to get back to the roots of what hip-hop is, because we have separated in so many different capacities and so many different ideologies that you have so many sub-genres in regards to what hip-hop is. And people separate what rap and hip-hop is. You have trap and you have drill and you have all these different things. But to me, it's hip-hop. And it came directly from the sources of pain of what we go through in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So Sets on the Wall, of course, is explaining that and showing that, hey, hip-hop is from the streets, it's of the streets. You know, there's no difference between the trap rappers and the backpack rappers, even though people try to separate them, or the conscious rappers. It's the same thing. So I wanted to show people that and also paint an authentic picture in regards to St. Louis street life that we haven't seen in a way that is artistic, vulnerable, and it's not just typically glorifying the madness, but explaining how we got to this madness, explaining how we feel in the midst of the madness, and even get some of the joy out of, you know what, these are my circumstances, but I'm gonna turn the lemon into lemonade.
Mm-hmm. Before we talk a little bit more about the music and get into it, you are well known for your activism.
For sure.
And you've been advocating, you know, working for Black St. Louisans for years. And many actually came to know you through your part in the protest movement during the Ferguson uprising. How do activism and music live within you? So, you know, do you hold them, you know, separately in some way, or, you know, are they symbiotic? Are they more similar, maybe in ways that folks might not realize?
Gotcha. Well, I'm a natural revolutionary and bridge builder and organizer. Like I did it in my community before I even stepped foot in any type of activism or social justice work. Being Black in this city or being oppressed in this city, no matter, you know, what you identify is, you have a community of people that you go through certain things where your life is at risk, where your health is at risk, where your just general comfort is at risk. So some of us just take a natural stance in regards to organizing our people to protect our people. I'm a natural protector. So being a revolutionary at heart, I don't separate saying I have a responsibility to my community and being a hip-hop artist and trying to push the limits in regards to how I deliver my art.
Let's get into your music. This is No Treaty from your new album, Sets on the Wall. A quick content note, this song has sound effects of gunshots.
Put tats over the war wounds, been dying over color since the BOD and horseshoe we were. Poor, that's what turned us into hustlers. Ice Cube told y'all that we took our corners back that summer needed. Raw, 40 acres in a mule, I'm talking foreign cars, jewels, mansions gated with a pool. More. What they talking about at school? Teach oppression, go to college, get in debt to be like you. Nah, I shot my first gun, was it nah? First time I felt control, man, this shit finna get dark. 6 years old, Tennessee, my great aunt in 38 chrome. Took me outside, told me I can hold it, let it blow, she ain't no. Got back to the city, was straight to go. I can't wait till I get old, step on opposition throat. When it's up, you know it's stuck, yo optimism. We was cool in middle school and now they going up in smoke. When it's war, got one in the head already. Couple ops dead already. Bed been made already. War, ain't no laying up with. Ain't no going out to kick it. Ain't no fish and chicken. War, how these ducking tacos. Dashing from the Roscoe. We turned up, my squad go. It's war, cause all the monsters gotta eat. Ain't no exit from this beef. A treaty ain't no peace. Fans want my workouts clothes like Inez Bardo. We don't mesh with your cloth like workout clothes. My wardrobe was tailor-made, cut from a different fabric it seems. I tell her to arch her back, then I climb it like Percy Green. Life's a but as long as we living, let's get rich.
And that was New Treaty, a song from T-Dubbo's latest album, Sets on the Wall. Dub, so No Treaty sounds like it is a declaration, maybe a statement, right? It's war is in the hook. You say you want, you say what you want and demand from those around you. You let it be known what you value. What inspired No Treaty?
All this madness that we're seeing from the situations that we're seeing with ICE, from the constant predatory policing to the oppression in regards to our educational system and it losing credibility and all these different things and factors that I wake up every day, that being a person that is aware, I'm constantly, my first mediation of the day is myself, because I wake up and I see the conditions of not just my community, but the entire world. And I'm angry about it because I feel powerless and I want to do something about it. So, yes, I utilized a lot of street metaphors to explain that. But this is also not just talking about, you know, community situations in regards to conflict. This is any conflict that you're going to face, whether it's on your job and you're being oppressed through sexism or patriarchy, or you're at school and the school-to-prison pipeline and the principal is constantly suspending you, or, I mean, you just walk out your house and police are harassing you, or you got undocumented parents and they lived here their entire life and now all of a sudden they want to send them back to the wrong country. So is war on anything that's a risk to our safety, our freedom, and our dreams.
Mm-hmm. You name drop a couple St. Louis activists in this song as well, Inez Bordeaux and Percy Green. Was this to pay homage to them?
Absolutely. So as you know, my battle rap background, I try to be lyrical and do some witty things in regards to analogies and metaphors. So, of course, I wanted to pay homage to some of those revolutionaries that are unsung. You know, a lot of people don't even know the history of Percy Green and what he did in regards to climbing the arch in protest. And a lot of people don't know that Inez Bordeaux was one of these significant voices behind getting probably the worst media institution, prison, in St. Louis closed, which was the workhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
When you think about the audience that is listening to your music with a song like this, how much are you thinking about representing St. Louis, and how much of it just is an outgrowth of what your world is, regardless
Sure.
of what other people have some background on?
Well, it's both. So I want to represent the communities where I come from in St. Louis as authentically as possible. But I wouldn't limit myself to just that, because I have so many influences from world or a national or revolutionary people that have given me information that have helped train and develop me to the person that I am. So, yes, it's fully authentic in regards to St. Louis representation, but anybody anywhere can relate to it because of how I deliver it.
Mm-hmm. And on that note about relatability, there is a vivid verse about being young in Tennessee with
Sure.
a great aunt who takes one outside to hold and shoot a gun for the first time.
For sure.
Is that autobiographical?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That was a true story.
Yeah.
So my great aunt, her nickname was Punch. My great aunt Punch, who was my mother's aunt. My mother's side of the family is from Tennessee, so they migrated here from Tennessee. And black women in the South are some of the most revolutionary people you'll ever meet in the world. Like, they had no problem with white supremacy where they came from, because if you came on their land, you're going to get what you get. Like, they were Harriet Tubman. So we're at our house. It's a family summer vacation, and we down there, and she's shining up her gun, sitting in a rocking chair, and I'm just looking at her. I'm 6 years old, and she's like, "You want to hold it, baby?" I'm like, "Yeah." So, like I said, it was the first time. I was small my entire life, you know what I'm saying? But I had heart. I was always intelligent. But, you know, growing up in these conditions, it can be rough sometimes. You can be bullied. But you got to have a heart to fight back. So, looking at my mom and the situations where we lived in and what we dealt with, and just seeing her feel powerless, her putting a gun in my hand was the first time I felt like, okay, I can protect not only myself but my family. And I felt strong. Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a very quick break here, but we'll be back shortly to continue this conversation with T.O. about his new album, Sats on the Wall. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio.
Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
Welcome back. I'm Eileen Cha. Let's return to our conversation with St. Louis rapper and activist T.O. We're talking about his latest album, Sats on the Wall. Now, Dub, before we get back to the music, I know that you are very engaged with the music scene in St. Louis, not only as a talent yourself, but also as the founder of Odyssey Music Group. You're wearing that the AMG pendant right now. How did you come to create AMG?
So AMG, it was like this organic brainchild. So I've always been I'm a natural organizer. So I saw things in other cities moving around independently that St. Louis was lacking in regards to creating an ecosystem where artists can thrive and live and make money and really dominate and control our market here. St. Louis is treated like a C, B class market, you know, and it's so much talent here across the spectrum in regards to genres. Like, it's a $1 billion industry if the right person opened it up. So I'm looking at all these talented artists around the city, and I'm like, we got to do better in regards to supporting each other. Two, we have to demand a standard in regards to what we want. You know, nobody should be paying a promoter to go open up for another artist in their own city just because they're short the cover the back end for this artist. Nobody should be taken advantage of in some of the ways that we see how, you know, the predatory practices in regards to artists. We can't get our music played locally. DJs won't play it. Like, I just got tired of it. I'm the type of person, even though I've been put in a position and people hold me as the quarterback or the point guard, I don't mind being a utility player. I don't mind coming off the bench. I don't mind running back punts. Just put me in position because I want to win a championship. But unfortunately, sometimes, you know, artists have egos, which you have to in this competitive nature. But that get in the way of progress. So that ultimately failed. But a lot of the artists stuck around, and I start moving around with Tyron Woodley and doing stuff with Wiz Khalifa. And I did the Sway in the Morning twice, and I'm doing these big things. And the homeboy Bodine, who was a prominent artist here, he was like, "Man, Doug, we just need to get the whole city behind you." And I always think of others. I'm like, I could be selfish and say, "Yeah, let's just get everybody behind me, run my numbers up through the roof, I get a crazy deal, and then, boom, I'm out of here, and I don't have the power to help anybody." So I said, "Nah, I ain't gonna do that. But if I create a business situation and we get it to the point to where a major partner or a major distribution company wants to partner with us and I'm in control of that, and I partner with these other artists and they bring in their own companies and we do it that way, that means these artists still retain ownership, but I'm also in position in regards to this business to put them in a position to be successful."
Mm-hmm. Well, to speak more to the business of the music that you've made with this new album, Sats on the Wall, let's hear some more of it. This song is called Stand Tall, and it features G, the singer.
Was a youngin' hustling back when LeBron James was broke. Came from nothing, so it's a blessing to shop at Target for soap. These hoes, I got my family playing card games on a boat. Out on the sea testing my aim, cause the R came with a scope. All the I survived, thank God the Lord gave me some hope. Remember me and Samaj was cracking cars and shopping before it was trendy. Survival mode was Gucci and Fendi. Choppers and Simi, since y'all was in Kendi, been hottest in city. You gotta be kidding me. Naming raw than this. This is child abuse. Gotta spank these holding a switch. Let's get it then. I'm a threat.
right by myself. We came up playing killer man, then grew up and really had to kill a man. Trying to break these curses, only your wizard can. I'm all for peace, don't misconstrue that it's weak, cause we get to lift in them, then spin again. Had these screaming like the beginning of many men. Let me guess, y'all thought the only ghost of was Kendrick Nim? Nah, St. Louis got plenty of them. You seeing one, the son of God in demon form, a genius scorn. They say the crown need the heavy, or it's Jesus throwing. Still carving scriptures in the trap, what a reaper swarm, mother.
Stand tall for it, never fall for nothing. The soldier, I'm all for this, got my heart in it. I got you. Riding with me, you sliding with me, you rolling. Got it on you, I got it on me, I'm holding. Stand tall for it, never fall for nothing. The soldier, I'm all for this, got my heart in it. I got you.
Ain't rap, it's a seance. Pac X, Tookie, and Chairman Fred at the table of chaos. Life's cards dealt demanding you play the.
That was Stand Tall featuring G the Singer from T-Dubbo's album Sets on the Wall. Dub, in Stand Tall, you let listeners know that St. Louis is full of goats or greatest of all time.
Sure.
And people really hold up that mantle for our city. You're one of them. But what does it take to achieve and maintain GOAT status? You know, obviously it's more than claiming it for yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's consistency. You know, a lot of artists, they want to come out and, you know, they have one good run and they say, all right, I'm this, you know. So I don't take that term lightly. You know, I think it's earned. You know, you got so many great artists out here that's been doing it consistently for so long, producing great music, quality, get better over with time. You know, you got Tef Pose, you have Bo Deans, you have the Bates, you have myself, you have G the Singers, you have so many, Black Spades, you have Indiana Rome's, you have, it's the list goes on and on. Keem, you can go to the streets with Riley and the young guys like Three Problems and LA Foes. Like, you have these people that have been making this top quality art in their lane for so long and consistently doing it so well. So I don't consider just one person being the best in regards to what they do, because we all do things so many different ways. Mm-hmm. But depending on whoever get the ball, if they got the light, like if Tef got a major deal tomorrow and went on a crazy run with what I know he's capable of, people would consider him one of the greatest in hip-hop. If Rockwell Knuckles got the same chance, if I got the same chance, if so many other artists got that same chance. So people were so blown away by, and I rock with Kendrick Lamar, he's one of my favorite artists. But people were so blown away with his rap performance at the Super Bowl, with the lack of using lyrics in the backdrop. And I'm like, we've been doing this 10 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm seeing people on social media in the city like, oh, my God, this is amazing. There's no vocals. I'm like, bro, y'all was just at the show last week, and we have been doing this forever with live bands. So I just want people to understand the greatness that we have here in this city and hold that to the same esteem, because we can compete with anybody anywhere.
You're joined on this song, Dub, with G the Singer.
For sure.
And he's he's on one of several songs, actually,
sure,
on this album. Tell us about G the Singer. Is he one of the artists that is on the label, not label, yeah, AMG?
Yeah, so he's with AMG, but also me and G have known each other almost 20 years. Like, G is probably the greatest singer this city has ever produced, not just in regards to vocally, but also writing. You know what I'm saying? He's a great writer. He's written for major artists. He's had deals on the table. He was on The Voice. So G is amazing. So every album I've ever released, G is on it. So if you heard a guy on there singing, it was G the Singer.
Mm-hmm. Now, the last song we're going to hear from your album, Sets on the Wall, is titled Turbulence. A content note, this song has sound effects of gunshots and sirens.
Turbulence got me grabbing the mass, I'm ready to crash. Turbulence got me stuck in the past with my foot on the gas. Look, this turbulence got me headed nowhere fast. In a blink of an eye, sink or you fly, let me pour me a glass. Hey, look, turbulence make me lose control when cops harass. All this turbulence, I gotta soothe my soul, this is not the plan. Turbulence got me loving myself less than I'm worth. But this turbulence got me woke awake only time I see church. Hey, look, this turbulence got me focused to make it up out this dirt. All this turbulence, what's inspired this verse? A personal search, I'm digging deep, I set fire to earth for what I deserve. Our whole life they said we wouldn't be, but now I've emerged through this turbulence. But I've emerged through this turbulence. Look,
Turbulence make the mother keep kids away from their father. Turbulence make the same father give up the fight for them. Turbulence make a martyr out black people who slaughtered. Turbulence make an artist who starve and seek out employment. Give up on their dreams and succumb to content conforming. Turbulence make a killer out reflections for their enjoyment. Turbulence make me ride with these guns from night to the morning. Turbulent darkness praying for light to shine on this corner. Turbulence made me trust not a soul. Can't recognize real love cause we treat it like shit if we broke. It seems that black lives matter only when police murdering. But what about my everyday dealing with this turbulence? Turbulence.
And that was Turbulence from T-Dub-O's album Sets on the Wall. Many of your songs, Dub, sound like they're personal notes or even excerpts from journal entries. They're raw, they're vulnerably frank, you know, a clear look into who you are as a person and what you've been through. How do you get yourself into a space to write and then record and then perform songs like Turbulence?
To be honest, like a lot of my music is where I'm in and where I'm at that moment. Like I don't go into the studio like, all right, I need to make this type of record. You know, it's like an artist. You know, you get what they're feeling at the time. They go in and they don't say, oh, I'm gonna make this aesthetically sound painting today and use these colors. You know, they go in there and they just give you their raw emotion. And that's what I do. Like I wrote that record sitting outside the Justice Center waiting on my little brother to be released. And I was so upset with the decision that put him there and me having to take time away from my craft in the studio. Like I was in a great mood about to make this party record that this national producer has sent me this beat for, and I'm vibing to it on the way to the studio, and then I get this call. And it just put a damper on everything that, you know, that I had planned for that evening. So I sat outside the Justice Center 3 hours waiting on him to come out. And on the way to the studio, I was so upset with him. I loaded that beat on and I just wrote that record, like on the way to the studio. And I went in there and I recorded it, and then I cursed him out some more outside of the studio.
That's real too.
Yeah, so yeah. It just, and I didn't want to just be like, yeah, my brother's stupid and went to jail or made a bad decision and this is the song. So I metaphorically let that emotion and that passion out. Like I'm getting emotional talking about it now. So I just had to frame it in a way that, you know, the average person could understand, but I still could be true in regards to the situation.
Mm-hmm. In the first verse of Turbulence, just before the hook, you say, this turbulence got me focused to make it out this dirt. This turbulence, what inspired this verse, a personal search. Digging deep, set fire to earth for what I deserve. Our whole life, they said, we wouldn't be anything. Now I have emerged through the turbulence. How do you know that you've made it through, you know, turbulent moments in your life? I mean, is that emergence yet to come? Is there ever a way to fully make it out? You know, is turbulence deeper than just life's, you know, ups and downs?
So it's stages in making it, right? So the average person would think an artist, like if you're not a platinum Grammy winning artist, you didn't make it. But if you can pay your bills off of what you do, you made it, you know? So in that aspect, as far as being an artist, I have made it. In regards to the turbulence and the things that we deal with in the community, I've made it. Most of my friends are dead or in jail for the rest of their life. You know, I'm the things that I went through and faced, I'm technically not supposed to be sitting in this building right now. You know, it was times that I thought I was out of here. You know, we lay down in the alley and people are shooting and it's going on 2-3 minutes and we like, is they ever gonna stop shooting? So it's been plenty moments that I know, you know, whether you believe in God or a higher power, the universe or energy, whatever it is, it was some type of divine protection that kept me here, that led me here to this moment. So I have made it, you know, I've emerged. And do I got more turbulence to go through to keep making it? Absolutely, because as long as you're growing, you evolve, it's always going to be a challenge. It's always going to be something to overcome if you aren't content with where you are. So I have made it, but I'm going to continue to make it because I still got to make it through some things.
The other thing this brings to mind is that turbulence is something that you experience in flight.
Absolutely.
And unless you are in flight, turbulence, it does not...
You can't feel it
doesn't register. Right, yeah. Right.
You only feel it when you're trying to go up.
Mm-hmm. that's where you are.
And if you listen to the beginning of the song, I said sometimes it feels like we flying this plane already and the engine is not even constructed yet because we're trying to figure it out. Because people always ask, well, what does freedom look like to you? I don't know, because I never felt it. I never seen it. So as I go higher, I know, like, okay, I'm here. I don't know how to get higher than this, though. So we just got, it's trial and error, you know? So if I do fall a couple feet, I know how to get back to this point. Now I just got to figure out the solution of getting where I need to go.
Mm. With your music, music distributing work, the volunteerism that you do, and activism, what's next for you? Is there something that you're working on right now?
Yeah, I'm working on a part two of Sets on the Wall. I'm also working on a full-length album, because typically, like, Maya asked me out in the hallway, she's like, normally your other albums were 16 songs. And I was like, well, this one technically wasn't supposed to be an album. The music just felt so good with the producer that we end up doing 30 records. So I was like, you know what, we're going to put out a full-fledged album with it. And we settled around 12 songs. So I'm working on a part two of this. I'm working on another full-fledged album called Great American Outlaw, which is executive produced by Rockwell Knuckles. And I got some other things in the mix with other producers as far as EPs. So more music, of course, more revolutionary moments and revolutionary work, more programming, more assistance in regards to the fights and the things that's happening around this city and around this country. Like I said, I'm not stopping till I'm free, we free, and we continue to be notified and show the world and put them on notice that St. Louis has one of the greatest rappers that's ever been produced.
T-Dub-O is a rapper, activist, and founder of the Audacity Music Group. His latest album, Sets on the Wall, was released last September. Dub, thanks for joining us today, and congratulations.
Thanks for having me, Elaine. It's been amazing.
This episode was produced and edited by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.